We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting 12 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Chulyus. We're starting the second word. Amalei, we're talking about here, Rav Vachana met this Taya, met this Arab who knew how to, knew geography in order to smell the land, and he would find things. So he said, I'll show you Ta Achmilach Har Sinai. I'm going to show you Har Sinai. Ozli, so Rav Vachana went, Chazoi the Hodrele Akravov. I saw that surrounding Har Sinai were the scorpions, and they looked like these white donkeys protecting Har Sinai. And what's shot in that? Was that a reference to that it was surrounded? So the Marsha says, this is a reference to Har Remez, that Har Torah Nitlo of Har Sinai, Ein Lo Hoisif Ve'Ein Legroyela. You don't be Moisif, not Megroya. What's why saying white donkeys? Because that's referring to the Tamid Chachamim, who are called Roichvei Asoinois, Tzoycharois, Elo Tamid Chom, Shaholchem Eir Leir, Ve'oisinois Haket Zaharayim, Tzahenu Shamid Mois Abari, Avi Shmira Satayra. They help with the Shmira Satayra. So that's what he saw around Har Sinai. Shemati Baskoil, he said, I heard of Baskoil, Shemaris, Oili Shneshbati, woe to me that I swore, and what it meant was, they swore to bring Golas to Klal Yisrael. But Achshav Shneshbati, now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now that I swore, me Mayfili, who's going to be made for the Neda? Ki Asayli Kamei De Rabbanon. Then when I came back to the Rabbanon, I told them the story that I saw Har Sinai, I heard the Shua, Omruli, they told me, call Abba Chamra. Evi Abba is a donkey, which is not a compliment. Abba is Rab Abba. And call Baba Chana is Sichsicha. And all Baba Chana is a fool. Hayolach Loima, you should have said Mufalach. You should have said, the Rabbi Chana should have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be Mefer, Mufalach. So why didn't he do it? Who saw our Dilma Shuas the Mabalu? He thought maybe the Shua that he was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about was a Shuas the Mabalu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shua, he's not going to bring a Mabalu anymore. He didn't want to be made for that neither. That's what he thought. Rabbanon said, well, how can you think that? Imkain, oily lama. Why would he say oily? Hashem said, woe to me. So obviously it was the about Golas, not about that. Obviously it's about Golas, not about that. Yeah. Omalei. We told him something else now that's bad. Ta'akli blue the karach. I'll show you the people who swallowed up by Adas Kairach. Louis the Karach, we know that the ground opened up and they all went in alive into the ground. So he said, I'm going to show you where they're buried. Chazoi, Trey busy, he saw these two cracks in the ground. Mafki Kutra, smoke was coming out of these cracks in the ground. Shokal Gvavadamra, so Rabba Babachana took this piece of wool, Bamshina Mai, soaked it in water, he put it on the top of a spear, and he stuck it deep into the ground. He took it out, it was burnt. Even though it was soaking wet, it still got burnt. So you see how hot it was in there. Omali, so the Taya told Rabbah, Atzis, listen what they're saying. My Shemat, what do you hear? B'Shemat, and I heard, they were saying, Moshe and his Torah is truth, and they are liars. Omali, and he told me that this is not an everyday thing. Now that it's smoking, it's only once every 30 days. And Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Gehenim to this hole in the ground, and they get burnt up, and they get twisted around like basar in a pot, and that's where you see the smoke coming from, and that's when they scream. So kibasav kalachas. So Amri halchi moishiv taras emes ein vadoim. And the reason why you can hear them talking is, like the Rashbam explains, that they went into the ground alive. That's why they were still alive, technically. They could still talk. Amali, ta'achli, hecha the nashki, is another thing. He said, I'm going to show you, hecha the nashki ara the rakia. I'll show you where the sky kisses the ground. Adadi, where they touch each other. So it was a high place, the Rashbam says. It was some place on top of a high area. And what happened was, he went up to that place, he took him to that place, and there was like these windows in the rakia, whatever that means. So Shaklasol Lissilsoi, he took his basket, Isnachta Bekavsa, the rakia, I put it into the windows of the sky. Adamatzilna, after I finished Mincha, B'Yisav, I want to go take back this basket, Le'ashchei, it wasn't there anymore. Amila, Ike Ganovi Halki, they're Ganovi, we went to my basket. Amalei, hi, Gilgal the Rakiyahu. That is the the circle of the Rekia, which means the Galgal, it just goes around and around. So now it went. Now the Rekia went out on the ground. It'll come back tomorrow. Not Adamach, wait till tomorrow. Hachal Mishkachzal, come back here tomorrow at the same time, and you'll find it. You'll find your basket. Of course, in the Galgal Harakia, it was in the window and it was going around like a Ferris wheel going around. Whatever this means, obviously for the Metzias, it's hard to understand this. Rabbi Yechonam Ashtoy, I think we're finished with Rabbah Babachar. Now we're going to go to other mices of big animals and different stories on a Svina and so on and so forth. Rabbi Yechonam Ashtoy, he said over, Zimnachada, Havaka Zilmas Svinyosa, I was on a boat. V'chazina hu kavra, I saw this fish, the Afkal Reish Miyama, picked up his head out of the water. V'damyan Eineha, Ketrei Siri. The eyes, his eyes of his fish were like two moons. And water came out of both his nostrils. Ketrei Mabri de Sura, like two rivers in Sura. That's how big this fish was. Rav Safra, I was on the boat. I saw this fish. It picked his head up out of the water. He had these horns. And it said on it, I'm from the smallest brias, the smallest creations of the yam. And I came from 300 parsi away. I'm heading to be eaten by the Leviathan. Omar Avashi, this animal, this fish that they saw with the horns, who is the yama? That's the goat of the yam, who the bechisha that it digs in the ground is the karni. It has horns to help it dig, because like the Rashbam explains that kol mash yesh biyabosh yesh biyam, any animal that they have biyabosh on the dry land, there's something similar in the ocean, which is the is of the yama, which is kenege the goat of the land. Chutz min hachulda says chulda, you don't have both places. So the more vayter v'yechron m'shtoi zim nechada v'kazil no v'sinos is going on a ship v'chazina hukarti lasa. I saw this chest davka mikvei avonim toyves magarlius. It was studded with stones and pearls. V'hadri la mina de kavri, and I was surrounded by a type of fish. The mikvei karsha was called. It's called karsha. So nochis bar amaroi. There was this diver who went deep on top of Dalam Bays that went into the water last suya to go bring it up. V'ragash. And he scared the fish. They wanted to cut off his leg. They wanted to bite him. They were protecting this chest, and they wanted to attack him. He threw a pouch of vinegar at them. And they let go. What are you doing? Baskal said, what are you doing with that chest? It belongs to the wife of Chinev Adoisa. One day she's going to put in it the tzitzis for the tzaddikim la'olam haba. And the Mashal explains that this was Rav Chinev Adoisa's wife who was offered at one point. She didn't have any panasa, so they offered her this a leg of a gold leg. I'll read the lashon of the Mashal. Mashal says, "Kedemasik shezoisa kartalisa hoyeschar toiv." It was the schar hagonos l'tzadekes zu la'asul lavay la'ishet shvachnim v'endoisa lita v'itchelus. And skipping a little bit, it says, "Shelo rotsa lahonis mischar shem haba b'hach uvda diavli l'vachnim v'endoisa chad kara mipsoira d'hava." They gave her one leg of a golden table, va'amar la. And they told her, Kuliyama absurd the Mashalim. Kuliyama, when they go up to Gan Eden, they have a full gold table. Vanan, we're going to have a table missing one leg. And Bayi Rachme Vikatluah, she davened, and he took it away. And this is from that schar. And the schar is that she's going to get this chest worth a lot of money, and in it will be the tzitzis. She'll be zoicha to give out the tzitzis to the tzaddikim. And that's this chest, and that's what he said. Don't take it, that's set aside for the wife of Rav Chanina ben Doisa.